Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi baraka wa sallama tasliman katsiran. Amma ba'd. Qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid, ba'da a'udzu billahi minash shaitonir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna nahnu zalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Wa qala tabaraka wa ta'ala inna anzalnahu fi lailatul qadr. Ulama ikram, elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, has bestowed upon us the greatest month in the Islamic calendar, the month of Ramadan. As you all aware, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an Sharif. That Qur'an which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed from the skies via Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, the most honorable of all malaika, and the most honorable of all kitabs, the Qur'an Sharif. Who the most highest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Qur'an, as we have heard throughout the entire month, through the discourses of our beloved Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad bin Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhum, this Qur'an is a Qur'an, a book of hidayat, of guidance, of nur, of light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of mu'izah, of advices, is a cure for the heart. And Hazrat explains very beautifully, the Qur'an Sharif is the supreme constitution of the entire world, the entire universe. This is the supreme constitution. We find that if the government has to change, and when the government was in place in the beginning, then they formulated the constitution. And the brains of the country, the advocates, the lawyers, they put their minds behind it and they formulated the constitution. Once the government will change, then the brains of the country will now land into the dustbin. There will be a new constitution. But the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supreme till the day of Qiyam. No letter changed, no tahrif, no letter, no dot, nothing whatsoever. Just like how the constitution demands the rights. The same way we find in this world, the people are demanding the constitutional rights, democratic rights. The Qur'an Sharif also has some huquq and rights. Recently a brother had come from Australia, a new revert Muslim, and he was asked, what are the highlights of you becoming a Muslim? So he says, before this, I am born in Germany, originally staying in Australia. He said, I am a new Muslim. I've been reading the Bible throughout my life. You see, when I hold the Qur'an in my hands, I can feel this is the kalam and the words of God, of Allah. This is divine. You see, I can feel it, although I cannot read it. But the weight of it is enough upon my heart, because I know this is from my Creator. But the Qur'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is munazzal min Allah, has descended from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Qur'an demands some rights in every Muslim. Among the rights of the Qur'an, which our beloved Shaykh teaches us, is iman bil Qur'an. We have to have firm iman and faith upon the Qur'an. That this Qur'an is munazzal. It is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Qur'an we have today is the very Qur'an from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any changes whatsoever. Every verse we have iman, and to believe in every verse of Qur'an. Every verse in its entirety, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first thing that we have iman upon every ayat of the Qur'an Sharif. When it comes to iman, many people say we believe in Qur'an, in every verse of the Qur'an. But when it comes and we introspect, and we find, when it comes to amal and making amal and practicing upon these ayat, then it is a reflection of how much iman we do have on the ayat of Qur'an Sharif. For example, Hazrat says that when it comes to the laws of miras and inheritance, a person believes the Qur'an is true. He will read the ayat, يُسِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala explains miras, inheritance in the Qur'an. When it comes to putting it into practice, then there's a deficiency and shortcoming in regards to it. Iman is there, but to make amal thereafter shows the level of a person's iman on every ayat. In regards to capital punishment in Sharia, because of the media and the hype around us, a person now might read it, he might believe in it, But sometimes he has some reservations. Quran has in it, when it comes to fornication, adultery, the life of a person has to be taken, he has to be stoned to death. A person has to steal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him limbs to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as it was protecting the commands of Allah, his limbs are also protected. Now that he broke the command of Allah, now his limb deserves no more protection. It has to be cut off. This is a command, this is an injunction of Quran Sharif, you believe in it. 100% iman upon the eyes of Quran. In regards to hijab and parda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِي بِهِنْ, that a person has, a woman has to cover herself completely from head to toe. This is the injunction of Quran Sharif. A person does not find a loophole, but he has complete iman upon every ayat, he believes it to be true. Whether he is weak within himself, but he understands this is the injunction of my Allah in the Quran, to have complete iman upon every ayat of the Quran Sharif, this is part of the huquq and the rights of the Quran Sharif. Thereafter it is mentioned, as it explains, we have love for Quran, muhabbat Quran. To have the love for Quran Sharif, just like how a person, as it explains, a beautiful example, a youngster loves his comics or novels. He takes out time to read them. More than that, a person should have this love to read Quran Sharif. Whether it be voluntarily, involuntarily. Some people have a certain amount to read daily. When a person has a love for something, there is no count. Then how much I will read of this book or this comic. So a person should have love for Quran Sharif, to recite the Quran Sharif, to learn the details of Quran, to learn the tajweed of Quran, to learn the meanings of Quran Sharif. And at the same time, to have love to give life for every verse of the Quran. That whether it is possible or not possible to make amal, to bring this into my life, I will give my life for every ayat. There's no change, there's no other way for interpretation. How the ulama-i-kiram have interpreted it, like this, I will accept it in the same way. To have love for the Quran Sharif. Together with that, azmat-i-Quran. Respect and honor for the Quran Sharif. Nowadays, when we speak to our young brothers, we tell them that a person, when he has his cell phone, the amount of love he has in the, how he honors it, he will not leave it anywhere. He will not leave it in the car, in the sun. He will have a covering for the screen guard. He will have a cover for it. In the same way, azmat, the love of Quran will demand that a person, just like our Hazrat gives the example also, that a child is born into this world, the mother loves the child. Before the child is born, already we do shopping. We're buying the rompers for the child, different types of clothing, different colors. With the Quran Sharif, in a similar manner, a person has Quran, azmat, honor with the Quran Sharif. How he covers the Quran. He has cover for the Quran Sharif. He has a juzdan, a separate covering for it. Together with that, how to wash the cover of Quran. This has to do with love of Quran Sharif. The honor of Quran Sharif. That he will wash the cover of the Quran separately. One is the ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif. The Kaaba Sharif is a building. A person honors the ghilaf and the covering of the Kaaba Sharif. A person has to get a piece of it, he holds it to his heart. This Quran Sharif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is direct from Allah. That cloth that is attached to it also deserves respect. How a person will wash it separately. Not with unclean clothing, napak, najis clothing. As far as possible, wash it separately. The water that will come out from there, to save that water, sprinkle it on the walls, in the garden. This is azmat and respect for the Quran Sharif, which a person should try to inculcate in his life. Together with that, ta'allam al-Quran, ta'aleem al-Quran. To learn Quran and to teach the Quran. A person sees in his life and give himself marks in regards to how much I have learned of Quran. Is it that now maktab and madrasa is only for the children? That is only confined for them? But myself, how is the level of my Quran tilawat, my tajweed, my makharij, how I pronouncing the letters? Is it correct to learn Quran from the cradle to the grave? The last in surahs, how is my surah Fatiha? How am I reading my surah Fatiha? Is it correct that every rakat of salah I have to recite surah Fatiha? Is my surah Fatiha correct? The speed of my tilawat. So to learn, first of all, Hazrat says, they learn the nazira correctly, looking inside reading Quran Sharif. How am I reading the Quran? They are to the last 10 surahs, at least know them correctly. Am I reading them correctly? My tajweed is correct. And thereafter to at least learn the translation of these surahs. So I know when I'm speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, I understand what I am reading. How am I communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So at least the last 10 surahs from Alam Tara towards the end surah to Nas, to learn the translation. Here in the madrasa we will find Miftah al-Quran. That now has been translated into the English language. There you will find every ayah broken up with a translation given with that. So at least pick up this kitab, make mutara, read them, understand. Take our time at home, make ta'lim in the house to learn the translation of the Quran Sharif. Together with ta'alim al-Quran and ta'alim al-Quran, for a person to at least learn those surahs that are necessary to be read. Or Surah Yasin. The person recites Surah Yasin in the morning, قُضِيَتْ حَوَائِجُهُ. His work for the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. When it comes to a person, his surahs after the Maghrib Salah, after the Isha Salah, should be a normal habit in the home. Alif Lam Mim Sajda. On Yom Jum'ah, Suratul Kaf, Suratul Mulk, Tabarak Alladhi, every night. All Suratul Waqi'ah. These will assist a person in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save a person from poverty by Suratul Waqi'ah. A person will recite Suratul Mulk, Alif Lam Mim Sajdas. He will recite every night. Just like how a person in the world desires in his home, beautiful lighting. In the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do his lighting for him also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from the adab of qabr. So this surah should be learnt. We learn it ourselves and teach our children. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had about 7 daughters, and when he was asked, why don't you leave something behind for them? You're about to leave this world. He said, I have taught them Suratul Waqi'ah. That is sufficient for them. They will recite this every night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repel any type of poverty and problem from their lives. So like this, a person should take our time, learn the Quran Sharif, teach the Quran Sharif, learn the meanings of Quran Sharif. Together with this, tilawati Quran, to recite the Quran Sharif. Here an important point to understand is not just to listen to the Quran or to read the Quran with the eye. When you say tilawat, tilawat entails that a person recites the Quran with his lips and tongue moving. And a bit of sound emanating that he can hear himself. This is tilawat. In the same vein also when it comes to starting one salah, which you call takbir al-tahreema, which is very important. Here also a person when he says Allahu Akbar, it should be audible enough for him to hear himself. Or his salah will not begin. So when it comes to reciting the Quran Sharif, the lips have to move, the tongue has to move, a little voice has to emanate from a person, that he can hear himself for the Quran tilawat to be acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Should not be like how a person reads a magazine or a book, he reads with the eye only. But it should be that a person forms the words with his mouth and recites it. So to read the Quran, to make tilawat of Quran Sharif, to read the Quran in Arabic, many a person might have this in him that I want to know what the Quran is saying. So he reads the Quran in the English language only. But the Quran demands that we read the Quran in the Arabic language as it has been revealed upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To recite the Quran, to make tilawat of Quran Sharif, and Hazrat explains at least 2 khatams in a year. 1 khatam in the month of Ramadan, and throughout the year, the minimum at least 3 pages a day, a person will recite. Then in 11 months he can finish 1 Quran. Bare minimum. So 1 Quran in 11 months and 1 Quran in the month of Ramadan. When it comes to tilawat of the Quran in homes also is very, very important. That a person has a halqa of tilawat of Quran in the home. As I would explain to us in the old days, you will find that people were living in homes. Unlike today, people are living in palatial homes, in hotels. Each one has their own en suite. There's no time to meet. There is no ta'alim together, the hearts are not united. But in the old days, there were little home cottages, 1 bathroom, 1 toilet. After Fajr Salah, you will pass the home, you will find the entire family sitting together in the kitchen, reciting Quran Sharif. Hazrat says, in different countries, he's found in reunion, in Morocco, that after Fajr Salah, people get together, they recite Quran Sharif. This ihtimam, importance given to Quran, tilawat. Tilawat is made daily. So to take out the time and to sit with one's family, make tilawat of Quran. Just like how you find many people beforehand, they know that tonight is a certain program on the TV. So you will take out time, the family will sit together. Just to listen to a certain program. It says more than that, take out time to sit and read the Quran Sharif in the home. Nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. The hearts will be united. There will be a muhabbat and love in the home. There will be respect. Just by the tilawat of Quran in the homes. So to take out time, you recite the Quran. Whether a person understands or does not understand. You should not have this in mind because I don't understand. What is the benefit of this? Reciting without understanding also is beneficial. That a person recites Quran in an Arabic language, it draws the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to take out the time and recite the Quran daily. Thereafter among the rights of Quran is amal bil Quran. To practice upon the Quran Sharif with iman, with conviction. To make amal upon the Quran Sharif. This is the object of Quran. After a person recites the Quran, his iman upon the Quran, now to bring the laws of the Quran physically, practically into a person's life. This is amal bil Quran. To practice upon the Quran Sharif. And here very important, that as ulama have explained to us the laws of the Quran, the injunctions of Quran, the Quran demands and says these things are haram, we believe in it and accordingly we abstain or we make amal. Quran says this is haram, this is halal, we believe it, we have iman upon it, and we make amal, we bring it into our life. There is no need now to change it, to look for loopholes. As the Quran says it is, we accept it wholeheartedly, and we make amal upon it. Not for a person now, to make something which is haram, to make it halal. If Quran is saying certain things haram, interest is haram, riba is haram, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ riba, وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. That if riba, interest is haram, it's haram. Whichever name now, a person may change it into different type of insurances, cover, whatever it may be, if it's haram, it is haram, to understand it. And to abstain from it. Not to change the laws of Quran Sharif. This is what happened to the people of before Ahl Kitab. They began to change the laws of Quran according to suit their needs. And the wombs and the desires. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doomed them. So in the very same way, whatever the Quran is saying is haram, we put brakes, power brakes. This is haram. I have my weaknesses. When it comes to the laws of hijab and parda, to understand what the Quran demands. That for a female to cover herself completely, there is permission for the hands possibly and the feet. But as the fitna, the times of fitna increase accordingly, the laws of hijab will become more stringent and more strict. So to understand now these things are haram, what is permissible? As it says to many a person might think that this so and so cousin of mine, he is my cousin brother, we grew up together, we used to play together. But now when we become of age, hijab is farz. But let's say sometime on the day of Eid, there's no majah, there's no fun, because we cannot sit together. There's no intermingling. That is only fun with this intermingling. But to understand this is my weakness. Not to say that there's nothing in Quran like this. Bring the proof, bring the dalil. That every person wants a proof for it. That means, before I make amal, give me the proof, give me the dalil for it. Some people have an overdose of i'tibid dalil. Bring the proof. Other says if a person has now an overdose of bringing proof and dalil, then ask him the dalil for, give me dalil that this person is your father. He will say, my mother told me. You believe that just that, such a great thing in your life, that is your father, where is your proof? He said, my mother told me. He believed that. That the ulama are telling you, from hadith and tafsir, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept it. So when it comes to parda, when it comes to interest, when it comes to photography, which has become very rife, that life, the Quran is saying, explicit ahadith are saying, that these things are prohibited to accept it wholeheartedly. Not to come out of the loopholes. If the thing is incorrect, it is incorrect. It is my weakness. It is my weakness. That I have these things on my phone, I have the entire wedding album. If Quran is saying, put your power brakes, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is amal upon Quran. Now recently we were in Palestine, there was a young brother who had just changed his life. He gave us a da'wah. As we entered his home to wash our hands, there were full pictures all over the wall, animate objects. We couldn't tell the person. But as we were coming out, somebody whispered into his ear that these pictures are haram. So he stopped and he asked, he says, are these things haram? So we told him, yes, in that home where there are pictures, the malaika of rahmah do not enter into it. We hardly finished the statement, already he pulled it out from the wall. He put it under his feet, he trampled it and he broke it into pieces. He said, haqqan, what you are saying is true, I believe in it. This is now a person makes amal upon Quran. He did not ask now whether it's digital or whether there's any loophole. Immediately the heart accepted it. And he made amal upon it. In the same way, my dear brothers, when it comes to the ahkam and laws of Quran Sharif, to have complete iman upon them, to make amal upon them. At one time, it was that a person's whole khazana and treasure of his photography, his albums, were sitting at home. If he had to pass away from his home, then there was hope of his maghfirat and his forgiveness. Now the entire album is sitting in the pocket, in the cell phone, during namaz, during imamah. That person killed 99 people on his way to the town where there were pious people. Because he was closer to the town of the pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him and gave him Jannah. Here a person is carrying the entire treasure, all his albums on his cell phone in his pocket. If Malakul Maut has to come at that time, how is he going to fight his case? It was at home in his cupboard, Allah ta'ala make maaf. But there was some hope. So may Allah ta'ala give us understanding inshallah. When it comes to amal with the Quran Sharif, whatever the command of Quran is, to accept it wholeheartedly, and don't try and change the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, when it comes to tabligh of Quran, propagating the Quran Sharif, whether it means distributing Quran, the laws of Quran, ulama-i-karam, whichever way we can make tabligh of Quran. Others say that you find different companies of the world, because they want the products to go to every corner of the world. You might go to a remote place, in a third world country, but it's hardly electricity. But you find a Coke board over there, Coca-Cola. Coke gives life. They say it's there, and they'll make it cheaper also. Because they want the commodities to go to every corner of the world. This should be the desire of every person. That how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use me for tabligh of Quran. Whether it's distributing Quran Sharif, whether it be taking the love of Quran to every person, then how I can be used for the tabligh of Quran Sharif. Like how we find in the lives of our Kabir also, this is a burn in the heart. We find, you know, Hazrat wa'ala also dhamma barakatuhum, every place he goes to tabligh of Quran. They come back to the Quran Sharif. As it mentions, when he comes to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasaf Rahmatullah Alayh, he will say over and over again that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits me, then I would love to have a hips class in the Qabr also. This is the love of Quran. That day in the world, the effort was made also of the tabligh of Quran, that Ya Allah, I want this in the Qabr also. So like this, a person now, just to recap, iman bil Quran, to have iman upon the Quran, the love for Quran Sharif, the respect of the Quran Sharif, to learn and teach the Quran, to recite the Quran, to make amal and practice upon the Quran Sharif, and thereafter to make the tabligh of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the understanding of fulfilling the huquq and the rights of Quran, so that on the day of Qiyamah the Quran can be a proof in our favor. And fight our case in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and give us tawfiq inshaAllah. Subhanallah bihamdihi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعند الطبراني عن مالك بن يخامرة رحمه الله أن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لهم إن آخر كلام فرقت عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن قلت أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله قال أن تموت ولسانك رطب من ذكر الله حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه فرماته ہے کہ میں نے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے جدا ہوتے وقت جو آخری بات آپ سے سنی وہ یہ تھی کہ میں نے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے پوچھا تھا اللہ کو سب سے زیادہ کون سا عمل پسند ہے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا تمہیں اس حال میں موت آئے کہ تمہاری زبان ذکر اللہ سے تر ہو Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "The last words with which I departed from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that I asked, 'Which action is the most beloved to Allah?' The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, 'That you depart from the world in the condition that your tongue is wet with the dhikr of Allah jalla jalalu.'" Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, "The last words with which I departed from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that I asked, 'Which action is the most beloved to Allah?' The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, 'That you depart from the world in the condition that your tongue is wet with the dhikr of Allah jalla jalalu.'"
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے. تو کر دے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا، یار رہے مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہو. ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہو، سرشار رہو. ہوش رہے مجھ کونا کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو. اب تو رہے بس کعبے میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں. تیرے سے مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سے موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، تیرے سے مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں، گنبد کردار و ناماسیہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس قدم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ نعرہ مستانہ خوش میائی دم، کعبہ جانا چنی می بائی دم، اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن، اللہ 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 اللہ، کیسا پیارا نام ہے اللہ اللہ، کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 اللہ، مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو، چھوڑ دے ساری مستی کو، بستی بستی کہتا جا، اللہ 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 اللہ، ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی، اللہ 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 اللہ،
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين
ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى جنة القلب. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.